Welcome to this edition of Kids Church Podcast with your host, Pastor Shane. Today's story is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter.
John the Baptist was born just before Jesus was. In fact, they were cousins. When John grew up, he lived in the desert and ate bugs and wild honey. John told people about God. They asked him many questions about what is right and what is wrong. John told them to be good and kind and honest. John preached about God's forgiveness. Many people decided to follow God. John baptized the people in a river. John told the people to get ready for a special person who would save them from their sins. One day, Jesus came to that river. Now John knew that Jesus was that special person. Jesus told him, "I need to be baptized by you." John was surprised, but Jesus said, "It is right for you to do this." So John took Jesus into the Jordan River and baptized him. The Holy Spirit came down from heaven in the form of a dove and landed on Jesus. Jesus smiled, and God said, "This is my Son, and I love him, and I am very, very pleased with him."
I think I lost him. Oh, good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Shh, I'm hiding from Pastor Shane.
Oh, there you are, Luke. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, no! Not today, Pastor Shane.
What's gotten into you, Luke? You've been behaving very odd this morning, even for you.
Stay back. My mom made me take a bath last night. I'm not going to take another one this morning.
Luke, what on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about baptism.
Baptism?
You know, in the bulletin, baptism. That's just a fancy church word for taking a bath. You can't fool me, Pastor Shane.
Oh, I see. I'm beginning to get the picture now. Luke, today we're talking about the baptism of our Lord Jesus.
You mean even Jesus had to take a bath?
I'm sure even Jesus had to take a bath once in a while. But we are talking about his baptism in the River Jordan by John the Baptist.
You mean Jesus got to take a bath in a river? My mom makes me take one in our boring old bathtub. Boy, was he lucky.
As I was saying, Jesus was baptized by John to begin his ministry. And when Jesus came up out of the water, the sky opened up and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove upon him.
Kind of like a pet dove? We have a pet dog, but he never really comes when you call him. That dove must have been trained really good.
The dove was the Holy Spirit, Luke. And God said about his Son Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So Jesus' baptism was his baptism into ministry. Just like when you were baptized in the Lord's family.
You mean yesterday when my mom made me take a bath?
No. When you were a baby. You see, Luke, when you were baptized, you were washed clean of all your sin. And you, too, received the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus. So you're only baptized once.
You mean I only have to take a bath once in my whole life? I'm really beginning to like your theology, Pastor Shane. Can you tell that to my mom?
In baptism, you receive the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, and the promise of eternal life as one of God's children. While in baptism, you're washed of your sins. Baptism doesn't wash away the dirt behind your ears.
I understand now. Cool. I guess we should celebrate our baptisms too, huh, Pastor Shane?
We do, Luke. Every Sunday in church.
Well, I'm just celebrating that I will never have to take another bath again.
Anyways, baptism is a very special bath that happens in the church. In baptism, you are reborn as children of God and adopted in the Lord's family. Your sins are washed away in the water and the word, and you become baptized members of Jesus' church. And of course, you receive the Holy Spirit. And yes, like Luke said, you only get baptized once for all time. But I'm still pretty sure your mom will still make you take baths. Until next time, may God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Kids Church Podcast.